necessary to make sure this person should be get caught and he should be killed immediately. I can't allow in my country things happen like this, people passing stool on the field. So he ordered, strong order, kill him immediately. Then after some time, the secretary came back. He said, "My lord, we cannot kill him." "So why you cannot kill him?" "Because he is not Russian, he is Indian." Just to make you work up, I just spoke something. So anyway, today's subject matter is Lord's instruction to Sanatana Goswami. This verse, which number verse is here? Verse number 63. First verse. Tuma dekhi? Tuma? Maha Gaurav, that is last verse. Tuma dekhi tuma sparshi gai tomar gon sarvendriya phalai shastra nirupan. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "By seeing you, by touching you, and by glorifying your transcendental qualities, one can perfect the purpose of all sense activity. This is the verdict of the revealed scriptures." This is confirmed in the following verse from Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He has quoted this verse from Hari Bhakti Sudhodaya to support that what he is writing here, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu telling to Sanatana Goswami. Akhna phalam tvadrisam darsanahi, tanah phalam tvadrisam gatrasangaha, jiva phalam tvadrisam kirtanahi, sudurlabha bhagavatahi loke. My dear Vaishnav, seeing a person like you is the perfection of one's eyesight. Touching your lotus feet is the perfection of the sense of touch. And glorifying your good qualities is the tongue's real activity. For in the material world, it is very difficult to find a pure devotee of the Lord. So next verse. Eta kahi kahe prabhu sunasanatan, Krishna bada dayamaye pati tapavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "My dear Sanatan, please hear from me. Krishna is very merciful and he is the deliverer of all fallen souls." Next text. Maharaurava haite tuma karila udhar, kripara samudra Krishna gambhira apar. Translation. My dear Sanatan, Krishna has saved you from Maharaurava, life's deepest hell. He is an ocean of mercy and his activities are very grave. Purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, text 61, Ishvara Sarvabhutanang Hriddese Arjuna Tishtati. Staying within everyone's heart, Lord Krishna works very gravely. No one can understand how he is working, but as soon as the Lord understands the sincere activity of a person in devotional service, he helps him in such a way that the devotee cannot understand how things are happening. If the devotee is determined to serve the Lord is always prepared to help him. Dadami buddhi jogam tang janamang upajantite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami how merciful the Lord is. Sanatana Goswami was a minister in the service of Nawab Husain Shah. He was always mixing with materially inclined people, particularly with Muslims, meat eaters. Although he was in intimate touch with them, by Krishna's mercy, he came to find such association distasteful. Therefore, he left them. As stated by Srinivas Acharya, Tyaktva turnam asesamandalapati srenim sada tuchavat. Krishna enlightened Sanatana Goswami in such a way that he was able to give up his exalted post as a minister. Thinking this material position insignificant, Sanatana was prepared to become a mendicant. Appreciating the activities of Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised his action and thanked Krishna for his mercy upon him. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here, as you have heard, Sanatana Goswami, finally he released himself because he was Jaisi Sri Radha Gopinath ki. He was put into prison house by Nawab Hussain Shah. Finally, Sanatana Goswami, he tricked the jail keeper, jail superintendent, and then he released himself. Then he came to meet Mahaprabhu in Banaras. By that, because staying in jail, he has long beard, long hair, very dirty. Then he came, was sitting at the house of Tapan Mishra. Don Mahaprabhu told that, can you go, there is one Vaishnava sitting, call him inside. Then he went outside. He was saying, Vaishnava means shaved head, nice tilak, nice dhoti, some Vaishnavas like this. Then he saw some hippie sitting there, Darbes, Prabhupada saying hippie. So then he said, no, there is no Vaishnava. See anybody sitting there? Yeah, one hippie sitting there. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, call that hippie here. Mahaprabhu is antarjami, he knows who is sitting there. Then Sanatana Goswami very enthusiastically came inside. Then Mahaprabhu, very ecstatic, love, he embraced Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami saying, no, don't touch me. I am very fallen. Because Mahaprabhu is touching his body. Then I am very fallen. Teho kahe, more Prabhu nakaras person, please don't touch me. Then in reply to that, Mahaprabhu is saying this, that I am simply touching you. Because tomas parsi atma pavitrite, to purify myself, how to speak of purifying myself, you are such a personality, by your power you can purify the whole universe. So then he's continuing this by saying that the power of the pure devotees, by seeing you, by touching you, by glorifying you, all my senses will get perfection. And he's telling Sanatan, you are very fortunate. Krishna saved you from Maharaurava, is a special hell. Because he was getting association of these bad people. And Krishna is very merciful. Prabhupada has given very nice purport. The relationship between God and devotees. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hridyase Arjuna Tishtati. So Prabhupada quoting this verse. Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hridyase Arjuna Tishtati. So now we'll discuss how the devotee's position is so great. And how great is devotee's position? Prabhupada is saying, in this material world, everybody wants to become great, big. That's why everybody is trying to become God. Everybody. Their endeavor, how to become one with God, equal to God, I become God. Prabhupada is saying, why you want to become equal with God? We have a process, you can become greater than God. Everybody is so full, they want to become equal to God. But we have a process, you become greater than God. So how devotee is greater than God? Very systematically Prabhupada presenting this point. He is starting from Paramatma. Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hridyase Arjuna Tishtati. Arjuna, Ishwara is residing in the form of Paramatma within everyone's heart. Sarvasacha aham hridye sannivishta matsmritir jnanam apahanam cha. Krishna also telling, Sarvasacha aham hridye sannivishta, I am residing within everyone's heart. So that is the reason, Shruhidam Sarvabhutanam. He is real friend of each and every living entity. But the living entities, they don't recognize the super soul. As Upanishad explains, as a tree, the two birds sitting in this tree. The one bird is eating the fruits. The other birds simply anumanta upadrasta, simply watching. What is he doing? Watching. So that is Paramatma. But unfortunately, this bird which is eating fruit, that is Jivatma, and what he has done? He has turned his face away. Isha apatasya viparjaya asmritaha. Isha means Ishwara. Isha apatasya has turned his face away from Ishwara. As a result, asmritaha viparjaya. Due to this forgetfulness, he has put in this precarious situation of material existence. Nobody recognizes the real friend, Sruhidang Sarabhutanang. That is the super soul who is really sitting within our heart. So there is a king. This king had four wives. So the first wife, he likes very much. He loves very much. He loves so much. Whatever this wife wants, immediately supplies. Give me sari, give me ornaments, give me this, give me that. Okay, ready. Whatever he wants, she wants, supply. He loves this wife so much. Then he had another wife. She was very beautiful. So wherever this king will be invited to go to some big meeting or conference, always he will take this beautiful wife. So the people will like him. Oh, he has such a nice, beautiful wife. This beautiful wife always accompany with this king. Then a third wife, she was very wise lady. So this wife, king used to use her to get all kinds of advice. Whatever he will do, he'll first ask this wife. Without asking wife, he will not do anything. He's so surrendered to this wife. Whatever wife says, that will happen. If wife said no, no. She said yes, yes. Very surrendered. The fourth wife was very much neglected. This king would never recognize this fourth wife, never take care of her. He's always rejecting, no, neglecting her. The four wives he had. In due course of time, the king became old. When he became old, now is the time for death. He has to die. In India, there is a system, when the husband will die, the wife also has to die with him. No? There's a Satidaha. Satidaha, the last Gandhari died along with Dhritarashtra. This system was still followed in India. But after British ruling, gradually they stopped this. Because they're killing the ladies by force. Before Satidaha means the ladies are so chaste. They're so chaste without husband, they cannot stay. They're feeling more painful than entering to fire. That's why it is, they're feeling better, let me not die. Let me enter into fire. It's more painful to stay without my husband. But gradually ladies, that mood was not like that. They wanted to survive, but by force they are pushing. No, go. So that's why it stopped nowadays. But that time it was there. The queens has to die along with this her husband. Okay, so now this king is old. Time, death time came. Then king called his first wife. Oh my dear wife, I love you so much. Throughout my life, whatever you want, I have supplied you. I have engaged myself in your service. Now I am going to die. Are you going to die with me? She said, what? I am not going to die with you. As soon as you die, my relationship with you is finished. That's it. The king felt so sad. Wow. I gave you so much. Now I'll die. You'll not go with me. Then he went to approach the second wife. He said, oh, my dear wife, you are so beautiful. Throughout my life, wherever I go, you have accompanied me. You have gone with me. So now I am going to die. Are you going to accompany with me? Go with me also? So what nonsense are you talking? I will accompany with you. As soon as you go, I will marry another person.
is more painful. At least the first one said, as soon as you die, I have no connection. The second one is more painful. As soon as you die, I will marry another one. Very painful. Then he went to third wife. So now I am going to die. Throughout my life, everything I do, I have asked you always, you accompany with me. Please tell me, now I am going to die. Are you going to go with me? Third wife was a little better. He said, yes, yes, I will go with you. But I will go with you only up to crematory and place, not beyond that. Means I will not die with you, I will take you to crematory and place. That much I will do. This poor fellow felt very sad. Then finally, he went to his fourth wife. That whole life he did not recognize, did not care for that wife. So went, I'm very sorry to tell you, even if I did not care you whole life, I cared for these three wives. Now I'm going to die, they don't want to accompany with me. Are you going to go with me? She said, yes, I'm your eternal friend. You may not care for me, but I care for you. I'll go with you wherever you go. So this comparison is given to each of us. Each of us, we are like a king, having four wives also. Doesn't matter, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi also. We are having four wives. What are these four wives? The first wife. First wife is our body. Because this king, the first wife, whatever wants, he is supplying. Whole life. Same way, we are supplying this body, whatever body wants. And to eat this, and to see this, and wear this, what? Yes, yes, you take it. Throughout our life, we are supplying so many things to this body. The body is our first wife. But when we will die, body has no relationship. Will be separated from us. Then second wife, the beautiful wife. Wherever king goes, this wife will accompany. So that is compared to our opulence, to our bank balance, to our buildings. That is our second wife. And as soon as we die, our opulence, bank balance, building not only be separated from us, it will belong to somebody else. You remember that queen said that when you die, immediately I will marry another one. That means once you die means I will belong to somebody else. The bank balance, building to somebody else. So this is second wife. Then third wife, that is your relatives. What third wife said? What was her response? Remember? I will go with you only up to crematorium place. That is what relatives they do. When you will die, they will accompany you, not beyond that. They will carry you. Ram Naam Satya Hai, Aur Sab Jhita Hai. Telling this, they will carry you to the funeral place, not beyond that. But the fourth wife, and that is our Paramatma. The Paramatma that we never recognize. So this Paramatma is there. Devotees, they recognize this Paramatma. The non-devotees, they don't recognize this Paramatma. So though, Krishna is saying, sarvasya cha aham hridye sannivishta mat smritir jnanam apahanam cha. I am residing within everyone's heart. From me only remembrance, forgetfulness, knowledge comes. But he gives this knowledge, remembrance, in different way to his devotee than to non-devotee. The same Paramatma staying there, Paramatma staying in within everyone's heart. Bhagavad Krishna saying, sadhava hridayaham sadhunam hridayatu aham. I am staying within the heart of the sadhus, and sadhus are staying within the heart of me, within my heart. But Krishna saying, I stay within everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvotanam hridaya swajanate sthit. So what is the difference? Krishna saying within everyone's heart, and here Krishna's Lord saying, sadhunam hridayatu aham. I am residing within sadhus. So what is the difference? There must be some difference. So difference is, when Lord is staying within everyone's heart, he is very busy. Anumanta upadrashta, he is watching, giving you result. Jantarudhani maya, he is giving body to another body and watching. He is very busy. Lord residing within each and every living entity's heart, he is very busy, he is watching, giving you result. But when he resides within the heart of his devotee, what is doing there? Lord saying, Vaishnava Paran, the Vaishnavas are my life and soul. Tadar Hidaya Amar Satata Vishram. Within their heart, I am not busy, simply take rest. That is the difference. Yes. The Lord staying within each and every living entity's heart, and Lord also staying within devotee's heart. But difference is there, he is very busy. Here he takes Vishram, he takes rest. Tumar Hidaya Sada Amar Vishram. Vaishnava Paran, Vaishnavas are my life and soul. So that is the reason, though the same super soul is residing within the heart of each and every living entity, but intelligence comes in different way. So that's a Prabhupada quoting here, verse from Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tang Janamang Upajantite. That super soul is there, he is giving buddhi. He is giving intelligence unto those that are engaged in pure devotional service. Tadami buddhi yogam. So subject about the spiritual subject, transcendental subject matter, the knowledge about God, we cannot just receive it like that. Just like in university, college, the professor, they come, they write in blackboard, they give big lectures. Very intelligent boys with their brain, they understand. Right? The brainy boys. They only understand it. Brainy boys. Otherwise, you will not understand it. You have to become very brainy. There's some dull-headed boy who says, hey, this guy has no brain. He does not understand. He does not have any brain. So intelligent, brainy boys, they can understand. But spiritual subject matter, intelligent, brainy boys cannot understand. They cannot understand. They can't understand God. Sei se Ishwara tattva bujhibare pare Ishwarer kripale sahayche jahare. Through our brain we can't understand God. Because divya jnana hride prakashita. Transcendental knowledge manifest within the heart. Not divya jnana brain prakashita. It's not brain prakashita. It's not manifesting there. It's manifesting within the heart. Dibya gana hride prakashita. Sei se Ishwara tattva bujhibare pare Ishwarer kripale sahayche jahare. Only those can understand about God, they have received the mercy of Krishna, Ishwara. Sei se Ishwara tattva bujhibare pare. Only they can understand. So that is what Prabhupada telling in this purport, that Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointing out, Sanatana Goswami become detached to all these things. Who made him detached? He did not become detached. Krishna made him detached. By Krishna's mercy, he became to find such association distasteful. To become distasteful to the bad association comes from Krishna. Because we are very prone to taste. We have developed the taste. Well, bad association is very tasty for us. We cannot give up this. So fully we have to depend upon Krishna to understand him. Not by our brain, by our endeavor, by our sadhana. There is a Brahma saying, Athapite deva padambujadaya prasad lesano grihite vai janate tattvam bhagavat mahimna nasana ekapi sirang vichinna. O Lord, O Deva, Athapite deva padambujadaya, only by the mercy, drop of mercy, prasad lesanu, by the drop of mercy of your lotus feet, janati tattvam bhagavat mahimna. One can understand the glories of Bhagavan. It is not a great surprise to see the whole world, they don't understand Bhagavan. What to speak of materialistic people, they don't understand Bhagavan. Transcendentalists, they don't understand Bhagavan. So that is the reason Bhagavad Gita says Manushanang Sahasresu. It's very rare to understand Bhagavan. Only by the drop of mercy of Bhagavan we can understand him, his glories. Nachanya ekabit chirang vichinna. Otherwise, life after life, one may strive, one cannot understand. One cannot understand God. So Mahaprabhu pointing out here, Sanatana Goswami, you are blessed by God. You become distasteful because of mercy of Krishna. It's not because of good fortune. Good fortune comes from Krishna. Good fortune comes from his devotees. Just like one devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm very fortunate. No, I get shelter or I have become devotee, I'm very fortunate. Prabhupada said, you are not fortunate, I made you fortunate. You understand? We are not fortunate. Krishna makes us fortunate. His pure devotees, they make us fortunate. This is very important thing we have to always remember in our spiritual life. That who makes us fortunate? Why become distasteful to material things? That is because of causeless mercy of the pure devotees, like Srila Prabhupada. Mahanta sabhava ei tarite pamara nija karja nahitabhu jan parer ghara. Mahanta sabhava. This is the nature of the pure devotees. They don't have their own business, but they travel around the world, go house to house. Why? To bring good fortune to the fallen souls like us. They bring this good fortune. So by their association, by their mercy, they carry the mercy of Krishna. Sansara dava nalalida loko tranaya karunya ghana ghanatam praptasya kalyana. They have praptasya, they have received this. Praptasya kalyana gunar navasya bande guru sri charanarvindam. So they have received. So in this way Paramatma works for ordinary people, for devotees. Mercy is very causeless. We can understand Bhagavan because he revealed to us. Jibe sakhyat nahitate guru chaitya rupe sikhya guru haye krishna mahanta sarupe. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. Jibe sakhyat nahitate. The living entity has no information about absolute truth. Because they are from time immemorial. They have forgotten. They are going through the cycle of birth and death, anadi, karma, phale, padi, bhavarna, bajale, tarivare, nadekhi upaye. From time immemorial. They don't find any way to get out of this place. And what to speak of finding way to get out of this place? They don't want to get out of this place. They like to stay here to suffer more. The ignorance is so thick. They don't want to get out of this place. So how? Then that's why the Supreme Personality of God is so merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Kripar Samudra Krishna Gambhira Apar. The ocean of mercy, his activities are very grave. Cannot be understood by ordinary people. What to speak of cannot be understood by ordinary people. Even the great personalities, Mujjanti Jatasuraya. Great demigods, great saintly personalities, they become bewildered. They don't understand. Brahma does not understand Krishna. Mahadev did not understand Krishna. Indra did not understand. They all tried, oh, who is this boy? How he can become Krishna, God? Brahma was bewildered. He wanted to test, oh, is this boy God? And what we can, what, who are we? But that's why, but Kripar Samudra. Lord Krishna is the ocean of mercy. That is the reason he is appearing in two forms. Jibe sakhyat nahitate guru chaitya rupe. Two forms. As chaitya guru, as paramatma. Jibe sakhyat nahitate guru chaitya rupe. Sikhya guru haye krishna mahanta sarupe. Internally as paramatma chaitya guru and externally as pure devotees. In these two ways, the Lord Krishna is blessing us. So, in this way, we have no other way. We simply have to surrender to understand God. Of course, no one can understand God fully, just like a bird. How can a bird understand how big sky is? For a bird, as far as he flies, that is what sky is for him. The absolute truth is like that. We say, karmis, they don't understand God. Jnanis, they don't understand God. Yogis, they don't understand God. Devotees, they understand God. But how much they understand God? Who understand God fully? No one can understand God fully. Just like yesterday I was telling in question answers both. Once Brahma, he went through severe austerities for 100 years. 100 celestial years he tried to understand God. So after 100 years of severe austerities, he said, oh, finally I have understood God. Then Lord Narayan appeared in front of him. Oh Brahmaji, you have understood me? You have understood God? He said, yes. Then Narayan, what have you understood about God? Then Brahma said, I have understood that I can never understand him. That is what I have understood. No. So this is the conclusion of Brahma, that understanding God means never I can understand you. And that is makes us to surrender unto him. Okay, I surrender to you. Otherwise people try to understand God. They try to examine God and experiment God. God is existing. Can you experiment it in labs? Then we understand. Then we accept. Then experiment God. Then they will accept. And Prabhupada is saying, you don't recognize your father, then how can you understand the Supreme Father? So God cannot be understood. But he is very merciful. So he has made different process for us to go back. And through his devotees, he is picking up us. He is saving us. He is protecting us from this precarious situation of material existence. Otherwise, we have no hope. We have no hope. Right? If Prabhupada would not come in 70 years old, he would not leave Vrindavan, come to America. Was there any hope for millions of people? They have come to Krishna consciousness just for one pure devotee. He brought hope to the whole earthly planet. Right? Jane jane shakti dhare brahmanda tarite pare. One person can be empowered to deliver. Such is the power of the pure devotees, Krishna's pure devotees. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Sanatana Goswami. You are very fortunate that Krishna has blessed you. Sanatana Goswami is saying, I don't know what Krishna does that. I know only you. We know pure devotees. We know Prabhupada. Because of Prabhupada, we are understanding all these things. That's why they say, the appearance of Krishna, appearance of Lord, really does not bring auspiciousness to the earthly planet. The appearance of pure devotees is more important than the appearance of God. I read in one book, because God may come, but who will know, understand God? Just like American President Barack Obama. Barack Obama will just be loitering here with a bicycle. Even if he is Barack Obama, anybody will go to speak to him? Nobody will go to speak to him. Because nobody knows him. He is Barack Obama. No. But he comes with all his things. Ah, he is Barack Obama. He becomes very important. The same way, if God comes, nobody gives any importance. Because of devotee, God is so great. Because devotees, they preach. They tell people, here is the God. Otherwise, how will you understand God? So Lord Krishna is very merciful that he has sent his pure devotees. And by hearing from them, our life is successful. So we are very fortunate today here. Now we listen from the pure devotee like His Holiness Kadam Kanan Sai Maharaj from his transcendental lips, so that will bring some good fortune to our life. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So what I'll do, actually I have brought some Narasingha oil, but I don't want to disturb you now. This year we did nice Narasingha Abhishek in Mayapur. And Mayapur, you have a nice website, mayapur.com, mayapur.tv, 24 hours you can watch the activities in Mayapur. And also, we have a new website, Visit Mayapur. If you want to go to Mayapur, you want to know anything detail, how to stay, how to eat, how to walk, how to talk, everything is there. So I have a bookmarker. After Maharaj give class, I will give this bookmarker and Narasingha Tel. Jai Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai.